President Trump set to meet with congressional leaders midday over the partial government shutdown at the White House. That's expected about 11:30 or so. One of the flies on the wall, possibly Fox's Rachel Sutherland. It'd be fascinating to be able to hear the back and forth. And for all we know, maybe the cameras will be allowed in again here. Are there any signs that border wall funding dispute may ultimately be settled out of this showdown or meeting today?
Yes, absolutely. The showdown continues, Rich, with no sign of an impasse. The president saying he can't have border security without a wall. The spending measures that the House passed yesterday have no chance of going through because one of them funds the government through September 30th, with the exception of Homeland Security. There's a second bill that deals with that. No money for the border wall there, only funds the government for about another month when it comes to Homeland Security. So both sides fully entrenched at this point.
Yeah, the president threatening to veto the Democrat-passed bills to end the partial government shutdown. He actually did something yesterday that he hasn't done in this administration yet, stepped into the White House briefing room with some Border Patrol union members talking about it. And that kind of took a little bit of the wind out of the sails, perhaps, of House Democrats who were still swearing in new members through the day yesterday.
That's right. The president making that surprise appearance in the briefing room and there with the Border Patrol agents. And again, saying, yeah, you can't have call it what you want. He says, but you need secure borders. He's fully on board with that. And the other side saying not a penny for it. So it's day 14. We'll see where it goes from here.
You can catch up with our Washington insider, Jamie Dupree, who yesterday caught up with a lot of lawmakers who told him this could last 4 weeks. We'll certainly be connected as we move through the day. Here, Fox's Rachel Sutherland's updates through the day. Jacksonville's News at noon.